I'm Dan Raviv, CBS News. There are realities. We all grow older. Nobody's getting any younger. You've probably heard those expressions. I'm sure James Cunin has heard them all. As a writer, and I mean a man who's published books going back to when he was 19 years old, now in your early 60s, James Cunin, your new one is called Diary of a Company Man, Losing a Job, Finding a Life. James Cunin, I think we have a preview there that that you've presented, in effect, this diary to us, this diary of the past decade or so, which includes losing your job. Is that some big tragedy that you feel you need to share with us?
Well, it's very common. For some people, it is a tragedy if it means losing their home and losing their livelihood. For me, I'm among the fortunate where it was more about a loss of status where I have to recalibrate. But if not a tragedy, it certainly is a trauma.
And it is still coupled with the fact that, well, you know, as I mentioned, nobody gets any younger. In fact, early in your book, you say that you find yourself at a place called Too Young to Retire and Too Old to Hire. And you mentioned that it is filled with people, filled with Americans who are at that stage now. They can't really start, what, new businesses, new careers? They won't be hired if they're 45 plus, 50 plus? Where do I put that number?
Well, it is a large crowd. It's a regular Woodstock, Dan, and more arriving every day. There are 2 million Americans over the age of 55 who are unemployed as we speak, and their average length of unemployment is more than 52 weeks. If you're one of us, you know that not many people are interested in hiring you. The word company used to refer to a group of people who are bound together, if not by affection, then certainly at least by some strong bonds of common purpose and common interest. But now, the companies are just an empty shell. They're just an organization chart. There's such churn, such continuous layoffs, that there really is no corporate culture and there really is no institutional memory. And, I think this is coming back to bite companies. When you see the corporations under attack from the left by Occupy Wall Street and from the right by the Tea Party, and 75% of Americans in a recent poll saying corporations have too much power, you know, there's a reason for this hostility. It's the way that companies have been treating us.
I'd like to ask you if you feel a lot of regrets. That wasn't too clear to me from Diary of a Company Man, whether you look back at the fact that you got a law degree from NYU. That's pretty classy. You were a public defender in Washington, D.C. If you had stayed with the law, at least you could open your own, you know, law practice and do really terrifically and be independent. Do you have regrets about that?
No. The law just wasn't my calling. And, you know, what was my calling? It's been a constant project of trying to figure that out. And in that way, I'm like a lot of people. I met a guy who works at MapQuest drawing maps. And when he was 5 years old, he stumbled across a box of National Geographics, opened one up, saw a map, and never looked back. That was his calling. That's what he was put on earth to do. But a lot of us, if there's a calling, we're not quite hearing it. It's not loud enough. It's not distinct enough. So life is a process of continual iteration and approximation as you grope your way to a situation where suddenly you realize, now I feel fully me.
Jim Cunin, are you a lot closer to that now, where I understand you're teaching at a center for immigrant education, so you're rubbing shoulders with folks who have very high hopes who've just come to America?
Absolutely. I am so inspired by the courage of people who are willing to leave everything behind and come to this country, by their work ethic, by their generosity to one another, by their love of this country. You know, sometimes it seems to me that half the people in America love this country the way they think it used to be, and the other half love it the way they think it ought to be. But the immigrants love it just as it is.
Well, lessons you're learning from the people you still meet. Now, your overall mission statement, right? We only have a few seconds left, so I pick up Diary of a Company Man. I notice that it starts in the year 2000. Is it the same Jim Cunin at the end of the book? Should I, as a reader, think, oh, I may have to go through a similar path, I'd better pay attention?
Well, I think that a lot of people will find their own anger at the way they've been treated articulated in this book, and that seems to make people feel better. And when you've done that, you can pull yourself together and start to move forward on whatever your path might be.
Diary of a Company Man, Losing a Job, Finding a Life, the author James Cunin. Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Dan Raviv, CBS News.